Can you believe it? God came to this earth. Can you, I mean, really, as they're singing, that's what Emmanuel means, God with us. Unbelievable. Why would he ever do that? The Bible says it's because he loves us. That also is unbelievable. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we were doing right, but while we were yet sinners. It is unbelievable that God would come to dwell with us. Well, that's a beautiful song. Thank you so much. And I'm actually preaching about that next week. I'm kind of going along now that I'm in the choir. I kind of go along with what the choir sings. And the choir just sang a song called Glory to God. And that's just been, you know, since I sing in the choir, I sing these songs throughout the week, and I think about them, and actually 4 weeks, because that's part of the cantata. And I can't get out of my mind, glory to God. And that's what I want to talk to you about, Luke chapter 2, of course, the passage that we read at Christmas. I hope you read it, Christmas Day. That's a great thing. We've done that for years and years. We read this passage of Scripture. Before we open any presents, this is the first thing we do on Christmas Day. But it says in verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Father, I pray that you will bless now the preaching of thy word. Thank you for all the beautiful music. And just thank you for everyone who's gathered here today. May we give you glory today. You deserve all of it. And I pray that you'll speak to our hearts through thy word. And if there's anyone here who does not know Jesus as Savior, I pray they would get saved today. And I pray you'll speak to Christians all over this room, that we might give glory to God in every aspect of our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning and tonight, actually, I'm going to preach about those three words, glory to God. Glory is to give credit for or to give credit to. It's like, look what he did. I've said this for many, many years and talked about it different times, talking about giving God glory. Look what he did. I sort of did that when I got up a little while ago to after the song that Craig and Patty sang. Can you believe it? I mean, look what God did. Isn't that amazing that God would, what am I doing? I'm giving glory to God. By the way, it's all his idea. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't your idea. Man could never have come up with that. Man, we're too selfish to come up with something like that, that God would send his only begotten. We would never even think about him sending his own son, leaving the ivory palaces of heaven to come to this old earth and die on it. We'd never think about something like that. But glory to God, he did. Look what God did. God is the one that deserves all of the glory. Amen. When we talk about glory to God, we're saying, look what God did. Look what God did. He is the one that should be recognized as receiving glory. And I'm going to give you three things this morning and tonight that talk about this. Number one, we're going to talk about God's glory rejected. God's glory rejected. Number two, God's glory respected. And then tonight we'll talk about God's glory reflected. And the first two we'll talk about this morning. Number one is God's glory rejected. Now, again, all we're talking about is look what God did. Isn't it amazing how, you know, Christmas time, it's all about look what God did. I mean, that's what we're celebrating. Somebody said, well, you know, you ought not have all these decorations. Why? Look what God did. That's what it's all about. It's not about a tree. It's certainly not about a fat guy, although there are some of us that are, anyway. But it's all about what God did. It's all about God sending his son to come to earth to live a perfect life. By the way, to show us it can be done. He did. He was without sin. He never sinned, not one time, not as a child, not as a teenager, not as an adult, never sinned. He came to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Wow, look what God did. And that's what Christmas, that's what it's all about, folks. Honestly, it isn't about anything else. I mean, you can talk about magical snowmen and all that kind of stuff, and I'm thanking God there is no snow. But you can get all excited about, you know, happy holidays and all that. You know, and that's all fine and dandy, and you can be excited that you don't have to work a couple of days, you know, and all those kind of things, and you're going to get, you know, a new pair of socks under the tree or whatever you're going to get. And we can be all excited, but that's not what it's all about. The angels here, they would be insulted. Honestly, the angels who gathered in the sky, and they literally, the Bible says it was a heavenly host, that what were they doing? They were praising God and saying glory to God in the highest. They wouldn't do that over a reindeer with a red nose. They wouldn't get excited about that. They wouldn't get excited about whether reindeer could fly or not. They wouldn't get excited about a snowman. They wouldn't get excited about presents under a tree. But I'll tell you what, they got excited that God Almighty sent His Son to this earth to die on the cross. Boy, they got excited. They said, look what God did. Look what God did. Man didn't do it. Look what God did. But unfortunately, my first point is about God's glory rejected. Because most of mankind wouldn't say what I just said. Most of mankind wouldn't be excited. Most of mankind would roll their eyes, wouldn't want to hear it. Because unfortunately, over the years, God's glory has been rejected over and over and over. Turn, if you will, to Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. And Satan, of course, is the master of deception. He is the father of lies, the Bible says, and his plan of deception is to steal God's glory. And he succeeded in so many ways. I mean, he hates it when we say glory to God. I was thinking the whole time we were singing, glory to God, glory in the highest. And I'm thinking, well, the devil, you don't like that, do you? Get him out of here. Get him upset. Get him away. Let him go on down to hell where he belongs. Amen. You know, we don't want him here anyway. Boy, he doesn't like you giving God the glory. Sad to say, though, his plan of deception's worked for so many folks. And the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 1, it started, and certainly I could read many verses. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And I want you to understand, folks, God does have wrath. You know, we want to talk about, oh, you know, God is love, L-U-V, love. God just loves everybody, and He does. He loved us enough, L-O-V-E, to send His Son to die on a cross to pay for you. There's no greater love than that. But I got news for you, God's an angry God too. And His wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. He doesn't put up with it. And by the way, His not putting up with it is why He sent His Son to die on the cross, to pay for our sins. But you know, the Bible makes it very, very clear that this wrath is very real. In verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. You know, God's wrath, people know. You know, we don't do wrong and just think, oh, nobody cares. Nobody. Deep down, we know when we're doing wrong. I don't care who, you know, I don't care how you cover over that and whitewash it and everything else. We know. When you tell that lie, you know you told a lie. When your thoughts are of anger there or bitterness or whatever it may be, we know. And the Bible says that. It says, God hath showed it unto them. What's that mean? Verse 20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. You know, people can say, well, I didn't know that was wrong. Yes, you did. Yes, we do. You know, well, you know, I didn't mean to sin. Well, look, the Bible says we're without, there's no excuse. That's why salvation, listen, that's why our message is so important. That's why Jesus, He made it very clear that I am the way. There isn't any other way. Well, I'll join the church. I'll become religious. I'll do this. But you're going to fail. There's no other way. And God says that we're without excuse. And deep down, man has always known that he's a sinner. In verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, see, they knew. They knew. We knew. Deep down, we know. But look what it says. They glorified him not as God. What's the problem? We didn't want to say, look what God did. We didn't want to give him the credit. We didn't want to glorify him as God. Deep down, we knew that he's God. We knew what he was. We knew who he was. We know what's right deep down. But they glorified him not as God. And you know what the Bible says? It says, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish, notice, foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, into their own image, into whatever image they came up with. Are you listening? They glorified him not as God, but they changed the glory of God. And the devil has lied to mankind all these years so that man could, in his own mind, somehow change where we'd say, wow, look what God did, into look what I did. Look what man did. Look what this idol did. Oh, so many in the world giving credit for what God did to some idol, some Buddha sitting on a shelf somewhere, some little statue out in the yard, maybe something parked in the garage. Yeah, giving all kinds of credit to some thing instead of saying, look what God did. The Bible says in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. That's a fool that says that. Well, how could we ever say there's no? Well, because we want to give credit somewhere else so we can just sort of forget about God. Remember, deep down, man's known. Deep down, man knows that God did it, but he's not going to give God credit for it. Satan's lied to man. And so, verse 23, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Huh? Instead of look what God did, it's become look what man did. That is humanism, by the way. It is every bit as much a religion as what we're doing today. Secular humanism being taught in all the schools today. It is the accepted form. It's kind of like when you start talking about in the beginning God created, people look at you like, you're not very smart, are you? Yeah, we are smart. That's the truth. But we don't want a God that created, because then we have to say, wow, look what God did. We'd rather somehow man figured it all out. Or we'd like our idol to have figured it all out, robbing God of his glory, thus rejecting God's glory. That's most of the world, folks. It's why these pews are not full today. It's why the property is not totally full today, because people have rejected the glory of God. Evolution robs God of his glory. Coming up with all kinds of wacky ideas, calling it science and looking at us like we're nuts. And I look at them like, you're out of your mind. How's the song go we used to sing as kids? I'm no kin to the monkey. I'm not. You're not. And if you're kin to the monkey, you must be kin to the duck-billed platypus too. Hello? You say, well, I don't think we look like that. Yeah. Come on, folks. Evolution robs God of his glory. Humanism robs God of his glory. Abortion robs God of his glory. Homosexuality robs God of his glory. In fact, it goes on and talks about that right in this same passage. All of it is saying, you know what? I don't like what God did. I don't accept the way God did it. I don't like the way God says it. And I don't want what God says. And I'm not going to give God the glory, so I'll find something else to praise instead. You know, the homosexual thing, it's as if somehow God messed up. God doesn't mess up. Everything he does, there's a purpose for it, and it's always perfect, exactly the way he did it. We folks will say, well, what about people that have physical problems and people that have mental problems? And honestly, we have one of the largest ministries to handicapped folks in Lenawee County. Our shepherd's ministry. We had a Christmas party yesterday for our shepherd's ministry. I'm going to tell you, those folks had fun. And they praise the Lord. And they're excited. And people would say, well, you know what? Who's normal? Them or you? I don't know. I can't. I'll tell you what. I can say this. They know how to say glory to God. They know how to recognize there's a God in heaven. They don't have any hang-ups about all of it and trying to figure out that somehow God messed up. It's just, hey, glory to God. Amen. In verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. So since they weren't thankful for how they were made or what their circumstances were, they took credit themselves for something or gave it to an idol. And it robs God of his glory. It robs God. Anytime we gripe and complain, it's robbing God of his glory. Are you listening? I mean, seriously, we kid around about the weather and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, you know, what a terrible thing. You know, don't rob. God did it. We've had one of the greatest years. Honestly, one of my greatest years as a Christian. And we had a roof that it gave us fits all year long. But recognizing, you know, God is in control of the whole thing. And we need to say, look what God did in every area of our life. Look what he did. Look what God did. Glory to God. You know, in Luke 17, very interesting verse. And again, I'm talking about God's glory rejected. Luke 17 and verse 11. You know the story, and it is a very familiar story in the Bible, but often I think about myself here, and I certainly don't want to be like this. It came to pass, verse 11 of Luke 17, it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. And these men, these are lepers. They're gonna die of this leprosy. It's a terrible, terrible disease. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Man, you'd think that they would be the most excited people on the face of the earth. And one of them, verse 15 says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. What did he do? Here's what he did. He had all this leprosy all over his body. I mean, he's nasty. His wounds are bloody and they have pus leaking out of them and he's a mess. And then Jesus cleanses him, and now he's clean. And I can imagine that he went in front of everybody and said, hey, you know me. Remember me? I was a mess. I had leprosy. I was going to die. Look what God did. Amen. But only one of them did that. Doesn't that blow your mind? I think, you know, somehow I think sometimes I'm one of those nine. Because I don't give God the glory that he deserves. Look what God did. And the Bible says, verse 16, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. 9 out of 10 didn't stop and give glory to God. It's honestly, folks, it's kind of like look what my doctor did. Really? By the way, I don't mind giving a doctor credit, but not before I give my Savior credit. Not before wait a minute. I'm the one that prayed to the great physician. I didn't pray to the doctor. Oh, thou doctor in thy office, thou that doest great and mighty things. Oh, thou doctor, please, when you cut me right. I've never done that before. Now, I have told him, you know, this is the leg, you know, or this is the side. Okay, mark it right. Okay, this place, X, you know, whatever. But I've never prayed to a doctor. Isn't it amazing how we'll give the hospital credit, the doctor credit, how we'll give the bank credit? Are you listening to me? How we give everybody, all these people, you know, we're silly enough, we'll give Blizzard Bill the credit sometimes because he gave a good forecast. Blizzard Bill? Oh, thou Blizzard Bill, which sitteth in TV 13 news station. Oh, thou knowest the meeting we're trying to have outdoors. How dumb is that? You say, oh, preacher, we don't do that. Well, then why give them credit? Again, I don't mind giving somebody credit. I don't mind giving the builder credit because he did a good job. I don't mind you giving the school credit because they taught you something and it was a miracle. I don't mind, you know, none of that. There's nothing wrong with that. But how about this? How about if we stop and we say, thank you, God. You did it. Look what you did. Look what you did. I sit there and sat in that other chair many times and sat in other chairs in other buildings before and said, God, I just can't even believe this. I cannot believe what you've done. My wife and I were watching this morning. We have a vantage point. We watch what's going on out here. And we watch from our little landing there in our bathroom. We look out and we see buses coming in and all that. And it's just, you know, she made a comment this morning. She said, it's just amazing all the people coming early like that. And I said, you know, and it's always been that way. Everywhere I've been a pastor, somebody has always been coming, getting in that bus, starting that bus when it's cold outside, except down in Shreveport. It never was cold outside, really. But somebody comes and somebody turns all the lights on. Somebody starts the buses. Those buses run. Make sure the heat works. And by the time they get back, it usually is working. And somebody always does that. And I had to pause and say, look what God did. Look what God did. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen because, you know, there's some idol somewhere making things. Idols don't do anything. Have you known that? Bible's very clear. They can't talk. They can't hear. They can't speak. They do absolutely nothing. An idol does nothing. Well, I've got this little statue, or I'm going to rub this. You know, Brother Korea going to Ireland. He's the good luck man. And everything that has the word luck in it, he gives it to me. And I just feel so lucky. We kid around about luck all the time. There is no such thing as luck. There is, it's just God in heaven. God's good. God takes care of us. Give him the credit. Glory to God. Amen. This man, you know, one guy, one out of 10, stopped and said, glory to God. Look what God did. Hey, when the bill gets paid, do you say, look what God did? Or you just say, well, I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm pretty sharp to be able to have this job. I'm pretty, you know, I did pretty well to graduate from school. How about look what God did? Amen. Oh, I know it's always there. It's always, always there. It's always there. Boy, it's a great, you know, a service and the altar's full and you know, and the devil says, well, that was a good message. Really? Yeah. Yeah, look at that altar. Good message, huh? Yeah. And then several folks, you know, walking out. Pastor, that was a good message. Yeah, I already heard that once. You know, it's not about, do you understand? It's not about what is said. It's not about the notes. It's not about everything rhyming. I mean, sometimes I could be even almost impressed with rejected, reflected, and I'm sorry, whatever it is, respected. You know, I could say, woo, that's pretty good. But you know what? If anything happens, if anything, if it does, never know if it will or not, but if it does, glory to God. Always that way. Always that way. Brother Matt, you've done it before. I know you have. I've seen you do it. When you preach something and it just wasn't going well, things weren't happening, you're wondering, when was that? But things just aren't happening. It's just things, you know, and you think nothing's... Brother Korea, you've done it, haven't you? You know, no, never. Robin says, no, honey, you never have. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like, this is bad. And then all of a sudden you say, it's almost like you give the invitation, like you're almost apologizing. Well, I know nobody wants to come, but if you do, come ahead. And all of a sudden everybody's there. And, people are getting right. People are getting saved. Lives are being changed. Homes are being put back together. And you look at your notes and you say, yep, wasn't me. By the way, it never is. It's always him. It's always him. See, we've fallen for the lie of Satan, and God's glory is rejected. And then number two, and that's our last point this morning, and that's God's glory respected. God's glory respected. Look what God did. That's exactly what the angels did in Luke chapter 2. The Bible says, a little bit later on, says that's exactly what the shepherds did. Look at verse 20. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I don't think the shepherds would have been really that impressed with our Christmas tree. I mean, it's nice, and I appreciate it. And I love the decoration. I think it looks real pretty. But I don't think poinsettias would really do that much for the shepherds. But I'll tell you what, they praised and glorified God because Jesus was born. Amen. I mean, God's glory respected. You know, verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I mean, that is glory to God. Emmanuel, God with us, born of a virgin. What a miracle. What a miracle. And we have people trying to change the word of God to say he was just born of a young woman. Well, babies are born of young women all the time. But my Bible says he was born of a virgin. Had to be, because he never sinned. Whew. Oh, folks, listen to me. God came down. And he came down to die on a cross. And the angels got it, and the shepherds got it, and they said, glory to God. Question is, do you get it? Do we get it? Do we get it? What causes us to say, look what God did? Well, the birth of Christ, we've already talked about that. In fact, a little bit later on, a fellow named Simeon, he'd been waiting for the Messiah to be born. And Simeon, it says in verse 25, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he just keeps living. He's getting older and older, and his hair falls out, and his teeth all fall out, and he's just kind of waiting on Jesus to come. And you know, he's just kind of hoping. I hope he comes soon. My body's wearing out fast. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. And watch what he says, and the glory of thy people Israel. And he says, look what God did. I don't know if maybe he went right out and died right after that or not. He was anxious. Amen. Look what God did is what he says. Glory to God by the birth of Christ. John 17, verse 4. John 17, verse 4. How about the life of Christ? John 17. I have glorified thee. Jesus said this, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. The life of Christ brought and brings glory to God. The life, what did I finish the work? I lived a perfect life. I never sinned, Jesus said. I am the sacrifice. I can die for those that you love. the life of Christ. When's the last time you just stopped and thought about Christ? Think about your own battle with sin. Think about your own infirmity and how difficult it is to live and how we fail so often. And Jesus lived the perfect life and he said, I'm glorifying my Father in heaven. Man, look what God did. The death of Christ glorifies God. Hebrews 2, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Look what God did. Hebrews 2, 9, the Bible says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with what? Glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. The death of Christ. I mean, as Jesus hangs on a cross, having been beaten by the cat of nine tails, having had his beard pulled from his face, having had the crown of thorns pressed down into his skin of his head. All of that said, look what God did. It brings glory to God. Yes, the death of Christ. In Romans 6 and verse 4, certainly we couldn't leave this out. Romans 6 and verse 4, look what God did. Romans 6 and verse 4. The Bible says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And we see the resurrection of Christ is glory to God. Raised from the dead. Amazing, absolutely amazing. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's, look what God did. Now again, we're not talking about things that we just make up. We're not talking about fairy tales. We're talking about events that took place where there were witnesses. And they said, look what God did. And yet, in most of our educational institutions, you can't even talk about it. Are you listening? Talk about history, which is his story. Can't even talk about him. In all of history, the greatest event that ever took place, and we're celebrating Christmas, but oh yes, we can't even say Christmas. By the way, we can. And I hope you do. But oh, there are people that say, oh no, 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 we can't do that. Hey, listen to me. The birth and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all glory to God. And people saw it. People experienced it. They told about it. They talked about it. It still goes on today. It lives today. I'm not going to let it die. Right. Why? Because he deserves the glory. Amen. Glory to God. But guess what? There's something else that has to do with Jesus. Look at Matthew 16 and verse 27. Boy, I've had a lot of fun studying the book of Revelation for the last 3 years for our Revelation in Sunday school, Matthew 16, verse 27. And many verses I could have read. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he shall reward every man according to his works. And I got news for you, my friend. He is coming again. He is coming again. And I'm reminded that when Jesus came into Jerusalem to die on the cross, when he came into Jerusalem, the people shouted, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. And Jesus said, if the people had not shouted and praised him, the rocks would have cried out. And when he comes again, I got a feeling everything's going to shout and cry out. Look what God did. Psalm 19 and verse 1. Next time you're outdoors and you see the sun, probably May, at night when you look at the stars, when you can see how vast the universe is. I want to remind you of Psalm 19 and verse 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Wow, look at that mountain. Boy, man did a real good job on that thing, didn't he? No. God did it. Mount Rushmore, that's pretty neat, isn't it? Those faces carved into Mount Rushmore. But that's nothing. God made the mountain. Hello. Amen. The heavens declare. We've got a satellite up there going to be able to look at Pluto. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about Pluto at Disney, Patty. I'm not talking about that Pluto. I'm talking about planet Pluto. I think it's Pluto or is it Saturn? I don't know. It's one of them. And they're so excited about it. You can tell I don't get quite as excited. You know, and it took 10 years for that thing to get there. And God's already been there. In fact, that's just the edge of God's dominion. Do you understand how many billions and billions of light years everything is? And how vast. In the heavens, it all just shouts out, look what God did, look what God did, look what God did. Look. When you can finally see the stars again, sometime in May, look up and say, look what God did. The heavens declare the glory of God. And yet we want to attribute it to, well, it's just good luck. Amen. All creation, Revelation 4 and verse 11. Look at it, Revelation 4. I want you to find these in your Bible. I want you to see these in the Word of God. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. The Bible says this, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." God has created all things. Again, we understand why the devil would want us to believe in evolution. We understand why he would attack in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, but because the creation gives God glory. Look what God did. Created it all. Created it all. Evolution always has somewhere that it all starts. Well, it just all went bang. What did? It. What's it? Well, the it that was here. How'd it get here? Well, we don't know. I know. I know how it all got here. I know my Bible says God put everything here just like it is. He didn't need a bang. If he chose a bang, I don't know. There's been a lot of bangs taking place. But I got news for you. Everything declares the glory of God. I'm talking about the little ant who really works hard. Can you even explain an ant? How about protoplasm? Can you explain? How about all the little cells and all the little amoeba doohickeses that are running around or slithering around or whatever they do around? And they're all little factories in there inside each one. And it's got a little factory in there. Boy, that sure was lucky. That worked out. Creation. Creation says, look what God did. And then the amazing thing, look at it. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Just about done. Psalm 8 and verse 1. And you know what this is. The crowning glory of God's creation. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. By the way, it would be good for us to do that sometime and just look around at all that God has made, and then you come to this. Verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I mean, when you think about the ocean, you think about the mountains. Oh, you think about Pluto out there and Saturn, and you think about the galaxies that are so far away, and you look at all of that that God created, and then you kind of look in the mirror and you think, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. In other words, he's crowned us with where people could look and say, look what God did. Look what God did. As the same as when we look at the sun and we see it burning brightly when we can see it, and it's hot, and it's just hot enough, and it's not too hot. Amen? And we see it burning brightly up there, and we try to gaze and find the connection that has propane going to it to keep it burning, and we never do find that hose or whatever it is that somehow lets it, and we, wow. And then we look at man. And we say, wow, look what God did. Look what God did. What caused God to ever even care about us? He's got all these other things out there. And then verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yeah, that God would do that. You know, honestly, look what God did. When you look in the mirror, next chance you get, look what God did. That's why evolution's out of hell. I have absolutely no reservation saying that, because it robs God of his glory. Next time, honestly, I don't want you to worship trees or rocks or anything like that. No. But next time you just you look at a tree, say, look what God did. And you look at the mountains and the oceans and the rivers and the deserts and the birds and the fish and all the animals and the stars and the sun and the moon, and you say, look what God did. But then you come down and you look at humans, man, and you say, look what God did. Absolutely amazing what God did. And I close with this point from Romans chapter 4, because declaring the glory of God, Romans 4 verse 16, I want to show you something and I'll be done. Romans chapter 4. And I talked to you about a man named Abraham. Romans 4 and verse 16. I'd love to talk about the whole thing, but I don't have time. But it says, therefore, in verse 16, Romans 4, 16. Let's just go to the second part. It says, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. We're talking here about Abraham and his faith. Abraham and his faith. And how Abraham, let's go on. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Remember how God gave him a promise. And it says in verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Abraham knew he could not have children, but God said, you're going to have a child. He knew his body. He knew it was dead. His baby factory working and all that, it's dead. Done. Shut down. On strike. Over. You're not going to have any more babies. He knew that. But wait a minute. It goes on. And this is that's just part of it. The Bible says this. It says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. By the way, when you're 100 years old, you'll think that too. Neither yet, watch this, the deadness of Sarah's womb. Done. She's not having any more babies either. Wait a minute, but God made him a promise, didn't he? God said, you are going to have a child. In fact, you're going to be the father of a nation. Wow. Yeah. Notice what it says in verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. And here it is, giving glory to God over something that was totally impossible. Abraham, you're not going to have any more babies. Sarah, her womb is dead. No more children. But he had seen what God had done in the past. I say all that because I want to close on a very, very positive note. He had seen what God did. And that's why the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I'm telling you today, you need to say, my God can do anything. That's what Christmas is all about. I mean, we're talking about Jesus. I know it's been taken away from us. It's been rejected by so many, but it ought not be rejected by you and I. It's all about God's promise that is fulfilled at Christmas, the day we set aside and we celebrate. I don't know if it was December 25th, probably wasn't. But there was a day where God did exactly what he said, as he always does. And it takes our faith. It takes our faith. It goes on, it says, verse 21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I got news for you, my friend. God is always able to perform what he promises. God can do anything. Respect. God's glory respected. Amen. He can do anything. Abraham, according to your body, not happening. According to Sarah's womb, it's not happening. But I've seen you do great things, God. And so, all glory to you. I know you're going to do a great thing. And he did not stagger. He didn't. People came and said, Abraham, you really think you're going to be? Oh, I know I am. I know I am. Well, how do you? Because my God can do anything. My friend, your God can do anything today. I was 17 years old. I was lost on my way to hell, and I knew it. And I was guilty. I was guilty as charged, a sinner deserving hell for eternity. I had heard people say, God can do this. I had heard people say, God can save your soul. I had heard people say, God can take your guilt away. I'd heard people say, God can make you a new creature. But I said, could I really be saved? Could I really have my life changed? Could that really take place? And I came to a conclusion one day in a church service. If God is really God, he can do anything. And my friend, he can do anything. His word is true. Glory to God. And I look out and I say, look what God did all over this room, all over this property. Look what God did. Because God can save us and God can make us a new creature and God can use us. You're here today and you're not saved. I'm telling you, God can save you. He can make you a new creature. I'm telling you today, you're here maybe and you're not right with God, you're backslidden. I got news for you. If the heavens declare the glory of God, the angels declare the glory of God, if all creation declares the glory of God, if the shepherds at the birth of Jesus declared the glory of God, understand, God can change your life. He can make it all right by simply coming, bowing before him and saying, God, I've sinned against you. And I want to live for you. Oh, listen to me. Look what God did. Look what God did. Your need today is to recognize what God will do. He's already done so much. All over this room. Come on, folks. He's done so much. Glory to God. Don't be one that rejects the glory of God. Be one who respects the glory of God. Like Abraham, where you say, you know what? I'm in a mess, but I know what my God can do. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed.